The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Well, how is it all going, everybody? This is Ryan Tuberty for your last radio show at this time for 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. Delighted to have your company. It's 4 minutes past nine. The text number is now open, 51551, and we have much to discuss this morning, do we not? I hope you're all okay this morning, and it's been quite the year, to say the least. And I know yesterday was a big news day, and there is going to be a lot of heaviness in the air. And all we can do, in many ways, if you're fortunate enough to be able to, is to embrace this lockdown. And so that means dusting down another jigsaw, dust it down, because you could do worse things. And that means going for a big long walk, get the shoes on and go walking and enjoy nature. And, you know, this time next year, we'll be running around. Bags, cars, suitcases, flights, drives, chaos, families, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, how's the laws? Everyone running around, panicking. This year, we're not allowed. So in some ways, in some crazy way, maybe we should enjoy what's about to happen. We have enforced solitude, enforced reflection, enforced calm. And while it's not easy for everyone, there's not a big brush sweeping across saying, oh, it's grand, isn't it, gas? It's not, I'm not saying that at all. I would never underestimate the pain or the sorrow or the loneliness. But if we can, as the song says, at all, accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative where possible, we'll get through it. We have to now think of the springtime, which is one of the most beautiful times of the year. And strangely, the springtime is when the virus will be dead, gone, forgotten, confined to history's waste bin. And we will march into the bright, long days and into the future together with a great wind in our sails of lessons learned from arguably the most difficult period of this country's history for a generation. So we'll get there. Doesn't feel like it today in a dark shadow by any means, but it is going to happen. And we've loved being here for you every morning at 9 o'clock. We really have. The programme team have been outrageously committed and good-humoured and kind. And it's really our pleasure to be here for you. But we would be nothing and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you for tuning in and being part of our morning. We really appreciate it. We have a really horrible coffee machine upstairs, and we depend on it for our lives. Every morning we head towards the coffee machine, almost like church. It's like a little oratory of filth. And we go there and we put our card to the touch and it whirs into action like a sleeping giant waking after a night's sleep. And it says, what class of filth would you like this morning? We say, I'll have a really crappuccino, being frank. And he says, sure, there you go. That'll be a euro for your troubles. I say, good value, this filth. Drink it up, because we have no choice. And sometimes when you have no choice, you have to make do. And we make do. And it's got that bad that we now actually enjoy the bad coffee. We enjoy the cup of filth of a morning. And I don't know whether that's because it's part of the ritual of the day or whether it's because we've actually enjoyed, learned to love it. We have gone full Patty Hearst on our coffee machine. These are some of the bizarre sidebars, aren't they, in the COVID experience. And I see that the coronavirus has landed in Antarctica. So just when you thought, well, at least in Antarctica, they're grand. They don't have anything because it's clean. They don't. So you don't get the FOMO about not going to Antarctica for Christmas. They've got it. It's arrived. The beast has landed. They've got it there. It's the last continent previously free of this thing. And they said this week that the army and the health officials have scrambled to clear it out and quarantine staff from a remote research station surrounded by ocean and icebergs. But as we know with a bit, this virus, it doesn't like anyone being clean and it doesn't like anyone having good fun. As I was saying the other day, the virus loves gatherings and booze and crack. And somebody said, virus must be Irish. But no, there they are trying to fix it all there. Chile's armed forces said at least 36 people had been affected at its base, including 26 army personnel and 10 civilian contractors conducting maintenance at the base. But here's the kick with this. The base is called the Bernardo O'Higgins base. And when was the last time you heard Bernardo O'Higgins? Was Merrion Square. And why would you be in Merrion Square? Because there is a bust to Bernardo O'Higgins in that square. There's one to Michael Collins too. But I just see Bernardo O'Higgins. Did he found the military in Chile? I don't know enough about it, but we'll find out in about 3.5 seconds. We'll tell you. But that's the Irish, much like the virus, spread around the world, but with to greater effect and better effect, let's face it. In fact, Ireland has won a major travel award in New York City. Did you know this? RTE.ie reporting today, the most best destination in Europe for the 7th year in a row. So every now and again, we have to take a little bow in the middle of all this craziness and say, well, that's good news. It was the Travel Weekly Reader's Choice Awards, and Ireland took the number one spot in the Best Destination in Europe category, beating off competition from England, France, Greece, Italy, Spain, all of them. So this is a good news story for Ireland, wherever you are in the world. And wherever you are in the world, good morning and happy Christmas to you, especially if you're from Ireland or of Ireland. You're still our friends, and we welcome you. Whether you're walking a beach or sitting in an apartment or at work with the headphones on, pretending that you're doing something related to work. But either way, welcome and happy Christmas to you. We're thinking about you, and I'm sorry if you couldn't get home this year. But as we keep saying, keep an eye on the bright days because they're waiting for you. Bernardo O'Higgins was a Chilean independence leader who freed Chile from Spanish rule in the Chilean War of Independence. He was a wealthy landowner of Spanish and Irish ancestry, hence Bernardo O'Higgins. Very good. I downloaded, says Stuart, It's a Wonderful Life on TV last night, and I'm finishing up for Christmas today, and tonight I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch it, so you're going to let Christmas begin. Well, Christmas began for me at the beginning of November. You're leaving very late, Stuart, but nevertheless, you will be very happy with that film, and you will be very relaxed with that film, and you will be enriched with that film. That's good news. A baby elephant was struck by a motorbike in Thailand. Yeah, this mightn't be very interesting to you to hear that necessarily, but the baby elephant was crossing a road and it survived because an off-duty rescue worker was walking along, saw the baby elephant on the ground, realised it was in distress and gave it two-handed compressions to the elephant lying on its side in the middle of a dark road. And 10 minutes later, the elephant got up and said, well, hardly said thank you, but essentially, yeah, probably waved its trunk and said, nice one, Nelly. And off the elephant went. And that clip went viral and everyone said, God, they couldn't believe it. And the guy said, assumed where an elephant heart would be located based on human theory and a video clip I saw online. And when the baby elephant started to move, I almost cried. And the baby elephant stood up after about 10 minutes and was taken to another site for treatment before it was returned to the accident site in the hope of finding its mother on the street. But there you are. Joe has been on to say, could you give a big shout out to the 20 families that we will be taking care of at the Ronald McDonald House over the next 2 weeks? Oh, very happy to do that. Thank you to all the many donors who donated to keep our services open this year. That's from Joe, who's the head of operations. We're thinking of you all there, all the families, all the young patients, all the staff, Ronald McDonald House, and in all the hospitals across the land and all the care homes. Thinking of you this morning and grateful to you for everything you've done, and happy Christmas to you and to your families, and I hope you get all the things you want. Our friends at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre are on to tell us about a video series they filmed with while the theatre has been closed. It's been a tough time, as you know, for everyone, but especially lots of people in the entertainment and arts. They've had a tough year and doors shut since March, but over the next few weeks they've been inspired to power up the stage to bring audiences a series of performance and Q&A videos, and they've been joined by a wealth of homegrown talent from the world of opera and dance and musical theatre. That sounds lovely. So you get stuck into that, BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie. By today, you should have all the details you need there and get busy viewing and supporting and watching. Also, our friends in Alone, the charity, we really need to be aware of who they are, because with the news in the last 24 hours, loneliness is going to be in itself a scourge and a contagion, and something that isn't for somebody else to think about. It's for us. It's, you know the way you think, I know somebody else will call that person and somebody else will call into that person. Oftentimes, if you actually pause and think, will they? And why not you? And why not double down and do it as well? So they have two people calling on them. So it's worth thinking about that. I mean, when I say that, I'm thinking aloud. I need to think about that. I'm not preaching to you. I'm just simply reflecting on my own thoughts on that one. But they are going to be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. throughout Christmas. This is the Alone service. And they have a national support line, and you can ring that. And they have, so if you go to alone.ie, you'll find all the details you need there. But we wish them well this morning. They provide such an important service for people about the place. And I think it's really important that we remember all of those people. Do you know what's always on the television? Sorry, just this one. It's always on is a thing called Lark Rise to Candleford. I often see it in the listings. Then I see it flickering in the corner of the TV. I've never watched it. Never watched one episode of it. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. I said, with the sound off, I said, what is that? And looking at it, it looks like it's like The Hobbit meets Jane Eyre meets Declan O'Rourke. You know, it's that straight, a lot of hair. It's kind of funky, trad, folky, 19th century. I mean, I've never read it. I've never seen it. I don't know who's in it. And I don't know how it's still on. But somebody out there must watch it. If you want to send me what it is in one line, I'll take it. But I don't want you to Google it. I want you to tell me what it is in one line. I'll be happy. That's it. 51551. And that's because I just don't know what it is. I nearly watched, now I'm talking about last week, Gremlins. I haven't seen Gremlins for 1,000 years. So I said to the eldest, yeah, have a look at the trailer first and we'll see. And I think I lost her. It hasn't aged well. The trailer it hasn't been remastered, so it looks like a bad VHS copy of it, the whole thing. And I think doesn't it feature this creepy song from Perry Como?
Do you hear what I hear?
Yeah, scary this.
Said the night wind to the little lad.
The echo.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Yeah, no, I'm not mad about that. Because as much as I love Christmas, and I got a gorgeous album of Christmas songs, I got a lovely white vinyl Christmas this morning of Frank Sinatra's songs, which was very, very, very lovely. And then I downloaded an album with beautiful Christmas carols, but sung by choirs, which I really love. I'm kind of mad about that at the moment. But the odd time Christmas can go quite creepy, like that. You've got Bing Crosby singing that song, sorry, Do You Hear What I Hear? I have a lovely Bing album on the go at the moment as well at home on vinyl. But anyway, sometimes it gets a bit creepy. Like, do you not think this is creepy?
One seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, feeling the air. Oh, how they come, raising the sun. Oh, hear the day, tell their chance. Hear their ear, while the people sing songs of the cheer.
It's an amazing piece of music, actually. It's quite gorgeous, but it's just a little freaky. So I won't play that. I'm going to play something really beautiful for you now. Before I do that, let me read this text to say, could you thank the two Dublin Fire Brigade paramedics who tended to me earlier on in this year after I had a fall and sustained a broken nose? God help you. The lads were there around the watch, Dublin Fire Brigade, Townsend Street. Thank you to them. Yeah, thank you. And indeed, thank you, broadly speaking, to all our friends in the fire service and in anyone in uniform and anyone who's played a role in the country this year. Gosh, we really are so grateful and thank you. I'm going to play a reflective piece just for the start of the show today, and I'll pick it up again after that. But I play this every year because I think it's one of the most beautiful renditions of one of the most beautiful classic Christmas songs. And it's Silent Night, and it's sung by one of my favourite singers by the name of Frank Sinatra. And the reason I love this song so much, and I always try to explain when I play it, is that it's possibly one of the last things he ever recorded in his life. So he's very, very old. And like so many of us, as we head towards Christmas Eve, he just about makes it. He's just about getting there, with the notes and the melody. And he's nearly talking it like Johnny Cash in those later albums. But there's something very poignant about it, something very beautiful about it. And I really wanted to play it today. I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now. I was going to play it today for you because I want to play it for people who are still here, our friends who made it, but also for those who didn't make it, for the empty chairs at the Christmas table this year. And I'm talking about people who didn't make it home, people who didn't make it in life, and people who tried but couldn't stay with us. But also, I'm talking about the rest of us who did make it. And all those good, great people at the front line who made it possible for all of us to keep going in light of all of the darkness. So let me take 2 minutes of your time to share this piece of music with you. That's it. That's it. Simple as that. Francis Albert Sinatra. And, you know, I just feel when I hear him singing that at the end of his life, he had an epic life, didn't he? And he must have been thinking, what was it all about? What was it all about? And as my mother says about certain people, he didn't go to the grave wondering, that's for sure. 51551 is the text number. And you can email ryan@rte.ie. OK, I'll get the Bing in here. And by Bing, I mean, because I just wanted to see if you can tell me what the hell Lark Rise to Candleford is in a sentence. So here's a few suggestions from you, the listener. It's 19th century Emmerdale. OK, we'll take that. Dawn French plays one of the villagers. Thank you. It's the Waltons in England. Thank you, Ina. It's a gorgeous programme about summer long ago in southwest England. Very evocative. Thank you. It's old world class distinction with family entanglement, says Finola. It's a wonderful romantic family drama series and the book is beautifully written. You'll love it, says Anne and Can. Lark Rise is a 19th century period drama. Think Dickens in the countryside village, four seasons, so everyone's in it. Thank you, Billy. This, meanwhile, is Yellow Pack Downton Abbey. Oh, I like that. That's very good. Set in an English village, a whimsical drama with quirky characters, says Jane. Two of the main characters are played by Brendan Coyle and Julia Sawala. Okay, Brendan Coyle, former guest on The Late Late Show, great actor, and also featured in Downton Abbey. So I see where you're going with that. Would I watch it? It's unlikely. Because I probably have too much to watch. I started working at a thing when I remember learning about it at school 1,000 years ago when the Emperor Augustus was in charge of the Roman Empire and he sent his one of his governors, Varus, his name was, to fight the Germans. And the Germans were upstarts at the time, and the next thing you know, the Germans start getting notions and they steal the eagles, and there's a big war and a big battle, and forever afterwards Augustus was stomping around the forum with his head in his hands saying, Varus, Varus, give me back my legions, because no one beat the Romans, no one messed with the Romans, and yet those barbarians did. And now it's a TV series in German and Latin, if you don't mind, and so I started watching that, and it is bonkers. Think Gladiator meets Game of Thrones, if you're into that sort of thing, which I can take a bit of in my life. Will you just stop, says a text. I'm in tears already today. I love that song. I'm here making the dinner for later. I'm pretending the onions have me crying as my two little ones make cakes out of Play-Doh. The house is in a state, but we're all safe and warm. From Linda and Lily and Peter. Good morning, Linda, Lily and Peter. Thank you, says the text, for playing Silent Night. I'm shedding a silent tear for family members who passed away this year. That's what it's about. You know, I keep saying this, but it's true. There's nothing wrong with a cry. Have an old cry. There's no shame in it. You don't have to blame the onion. Just say it's life. It's been a tough year. Cry it out. Cry it out. Gotta empty the bowl of tears every now and again. That's the truth of the matter. The book that I was singing the praises of from the get-go, Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club, which has been pretty much top three in the country for the last, since it came out, is the number one, the Christmas number one in the UK, which is a big deal because Barack Obama was knocking on the door for that, and as was Williams, who could write his name on a beer mat and it would get to number one these days. He's that popular. But Osman made it to the Christmas number one with it's such a beautiful, kind book, a very COVID friendly read, like Horowitz. Anthony Horowitz's books, very, very easy on the eye, but that's terrific. I'm glad for him because he's nice, very, very nice. He sent me a Christmas card on the strength of that. So I popped that inside my copy of the book and they'll enjoy that. It was a very nice thing to do. Now, John Whelan was on to say, I'm the guy who fell and broke my nose. I forgot to give my name. I'm visually impaired. That must be pretty tough then when you're walking along, especially if it's busy and then you fall and you break your nose and then you have to count on strangers as you did, and that's really nice. Happy Christmas to you, John. Paul Kenny is in Leixlip. He says, regarding the Christmas madness, maybe customers could collect their turkeys from their local butcher at a reasonably early time. He'd love to go home before 3 p.m. This business is always nuts and can be a very weary affair indeed. I got a bit of shopping done at 7 o'clock this morning. Not too far from here, Super Value up the road. Not my local one now, just one nearer to here. And Grace was saying that she passed by Dunn Stores in Cornell's Court at 6:15 this morning. You couldn't get a car park space. It's people. I think yesterday when the news broke as well, people went, I don't have KP peanuts. I need KP peanuts. I don't, all they have is dry roasted. I just want the normal ones. If I don't get KP peanuts, I need a paper bag. Actually, yeah, I don't actually need KP peanuts. It's fine. They'll eat something else. I haven't heard that name, says Michael James Boland, Bernardo O'Higgins, since I was in secondary school, which admittedly isn't that long ago, but my wonderful Spanish teacher encouraged me to enter a competition run by the Spanish Embassy in Ireland. An entrant had to write an essay about an Irish influence on Spain. So I wrote about Bernardo O'Higgins. Successful applicants got to attend the Spanish Embassy in Dublin, but I missed out on the big prize of a trip to Spain. Nevertheless, you reminded me of that experience and of my brilliant Spanish teacher, Miss Fael O'Rourke, who has since retired. May you have a peaceful Christmas. Nicely put, Michael James Boland, MJB. And happy Christmas to you and yours, and of course to Miss O'Rourke and all our friends in the teaching business. You had a tough old year too, but you've been amazing. I really admire you. And all those teachers who retired as well, happy Christmas to you. You can enjoy yourself and not have to worry about going back to the coalface again. Shall we take a... Let's take a... It's 28 minutes past nine.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, Lainey Kay, thanks for the beautiful cards, by the way. You're still working away and making great cards, great Irish cards. Appreciate that. And to my friend Louisa in the Raven Bookshop in Blackrock, also one of the great readers of our time and brilliant at sourcing books for me throughout the lockdown. Thank you very, very much. And yeah, and to all of you who wrote cards, I don't think we've ever got so many cards this year, let alone this Christmas, but we got them all. And indeed, the text coming in this morning, thank you. You're very generous and we appreciate them all. Thank you for Frank Sinatra this morning. You hit a nerve there, one I didn't know I had. I'm all jelly-like, says Eileen. My mother and father sang all the time when we were children. It was a feature of our childhood. My dad died 26 years ago, but one Christmas before he died, during one of those electricity strikes, remember that? We recorded us all singing on my baby daughter's Fisher-Price battery-operated tape recorder. Wonderful. My father's voice was so altered by cigarettes and old age, it's heartbreaking to listen to that tape, but we love it. And now my mother's 88, increasingly frail with limited lung capacity, and she can't sing at all. She had a beautiful voice, and we miss her singing. And tomorrow, Christmas Eve, we will Zoom call from Romania and New York and Bristol. This is the Irish story, isn't it? Two locations in Dublin. And we will listen to my mother singing Oh Holy Night on the same tape. And when she goes for that high note, you know the one, she cracks on the note and then she cracks up laughing. And so do all of us in the room. Let's celebrate those memories and our older folk and old cassette tapes, says Eileen. That's a lovely email. Thank you, Eileen. A big hello this morning to Molly, by the way, of Molly's Cards. Molly and her dog Toto are the inspiration behind Molly's Cards. And she's a young lady from Limerick who has Down syndrome, and her dog card business wants to inspire others to see the ability and potential everybody has if they're given a chance. So good on Molly. She is a wonderful person doing great cards printed and created in Ireland. Her sister Katrina is in on the act too. And you can head to cardsbymollymadra21.ie if you want to do that. And that's quite nice. I've got a little piece of music to tell you. I also have a guest I wasn't expecting to talk to this morning. It looks like she may be standing by. So hold the horses there for a second. I love that. Joy Moore was on to say her son couldn't make it home for Christmas, but he arrived in cushion form yesterday. There's her son with a photo on his cushion. Oh, that's great, with the mum and dad. That cushion will be well hugged this Christmas, says Joy. Oh, that's lovely. Joy to the world. Happy Christmas to you. Good morning. Thank you from an exhausted secondary school principal. It's rare to hear public pronouncements of appreciation for teachers. You frequently indicate that you value our work. So I thank you. Well, it's from the heart. And it has been an incredibly challenging year since March 12th for all staff and students in schools. But we are proud of our achievements thus far. Well done, Rita and County Meath. Happy Christmas to you all. And I really mean it when I say it. There are already 15 people queuing outside my local butcher in Terenure at 9 a.m. this morning. But then again, maybe the casual catch up in the butcher's queue is the extent of the socialising we're going to get in today, says Claire. True story. Williams, 57-year-old young man, as he says, and certainly feeling lots of emotions and a few tears listening to Sinatra singing Silent Night. Keep well to you and all of your gang there. Thanks, William, and happy Christmas to you. I played this song back in November at the start of the festive season, and I'm going to play it now as our final song of the year, because to me, although it's not necessarily the Christmassy song of all time, it's damn good message. It's Freiheit at 5 to 10. The end of a long year, and this is Keeping the Dream Alive.
The game will never be over.
I went all the way with that song, right where it needed to take us and back again, because it's an exhaustingly bombastically beautiful tune and just what we needed in some ways to release a few more tears to keep the show on the road. But it's about the dream, and the dream is alive, and we got to keep it alive. We'll do that by being kind to each other and thoughtful, and here we go. So thank you to our team on the radio show for just being absolutely amazing. You're essentially my housemates in my life, and I love yous. Thank you very much, Damien. As always, to you and yours, happy Christmas. You're brilliant, and what you did for the homeless this Christmas was amazing. Damien Chanel, you're just you are a rock star. And it's so appropriate that we finished our show this morning that we did with two guests that we all admire, a member of the ambulance service and a member of the nursing world. They are the true stars of 2020. Thank you for your company this year. As I like to say, mind yourselves, mind each other. Happy Christmas.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.